Track 28, 4.5, Infrastructure Life Cycle from Planning/Procurement to Decommissioning. Many designers, planners, engineers, and stakeholders play a part in planning, designing, tendering/procuring, purchasing/contracting, constructing, certifying operation, and maintaining/redeveloping public transport systems. These people enter and exit the project life cycle as appropriate and are generally focused on the part they have to play. However, they all need to be focused on creating an accessible public transport journey, regardless of the project stage or their specific role. Budgets need to be sufficient to meet accessibility requirements, and cost-benefit tools should be applied to ensure maximum benefit. Decisions made during planning and procurement, such as the choice of rolling stock, the height of platforms, the location and method of vertical transportation, and interface with the precinct, can have a lasting accessibility legacy for future operators and users of the public transport service. Accessibility needs to be addressed early in the project life cycle and consistently throughout the project through comprehensive engagement with people who will participate in future project stages, including transport user groups. This should include pre-procurement consultation with key disability stakeholders to ensure that accessible systems, fixtures and facilities are incorporated at the design stage. Customer-focused performance criteria should also be built into all stages of project.